KTBB News Time 7:02 from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser. No traffic issues reported along I-20 between Dallas and Shreveport. The Cardinals of the Roman Catholic Church gather at the Vatican to elect the next pope. KTBB's Paul Gleiser is in Rome covering the papal conclave, and he files this report.
The question at a conclave always is, who will the next pope be? There's always speculation, and there's always a semi-consensus frontrunner. Most of the time, the frontrunner doesn't wind up being pope. The frontrunner at this conclave is, according to Vegas odds makers, Cardinal Pietro Parolin. He was Pope Francis's second in command for the entirety of Francis's papacy. Considered a moderate, he's 70 years old. He's fluent in English, Italian, French, and Spanish. He has been particularly noted for establishing better relations between the Catholic Church and China. But take all this with a grain of salt. There's an old saying at conclaves, many a pope has walked into a conclave and walked out a cardinal. We have more coverage from the papal conclave at our dedicated website, ktbb.com/conclave. Our coverage is sponsored by Christus Health. Your health, your life, Christus's purpose. Reporting from Vatican City in Rome, I'm Paul Gleiser.
Protecting Texas from the Chinese Communist Party and other hostile foreign adversaries, that's the goal of a bill that overwhelmingly passed the Texas Senate.
It almost sounds like James Bond meets the Texas Rangers. But it's not fiction.
We know these adversaries, most prominently the Chinese Communist Party, are actively targeting state and local governments across the country. They're very open about it.
State Senator Brian Hughes authored Senate Bill 2514. Texas would create a hostile foreign organizations unit within the Department of Public Safety.
This unit will identify, investigate, and monitor foreign influence operations in Texas, giving clear strategy and real-time intelligence to help us stay ahead of the threat.
The bill is now headed to the Texas House. It passed in the Senate 29-2.
Chris Fox reporting. He was supposed to go on trial for murder in Kaufman County, but he's disappeared. And now the victim's family says they knew this was coming.
30-year-old Trevor McEwen was supposed to appear in court for the murder of his neighbor back in May of 2023. But police were notified that he cut off his ankle monitor and disappeared early yesterday morning. McEwen is accused of gunning down his neighbor Aaron Martinez while he sat in his truck outside of his home. McEwen's bond was lowered from $2 million to $500,000 back in 2023. But Martinez's family tells NBC5 that never should have happened, and they want answers.
He was going to go to trial, and he was going to be sentenced, and we knew that he was going to stay there. And he knew it, and this is why he fled.
The Martinez family says they pleaded with the judge to keep him behind bars. McEwen was arrested again last year after threatening Martinez's family and posting about them online.
Austin, New York reporting. Texas Republicans are looking to limit what is shown at libraries.
Lawmakers want to strip state funding from any library that hosts a drag queen story time. The move backed by conservative activists.
If libraries allow events inappropriate for children yet marketed to them to take place, public libraries stop being a safe place.
Megan Minton is with the group Texas Values. She says drag shows are inherently sexual and should not be around kids. The bill's already passed out of the state Senate. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said libraries should not be used to advance radical ideology at the expense of children.
Michael Board reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Thanks, MK, and a good morning to you, East Texas. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday. It is May the 6th. I'm Jeff Rourke here with my friend Melissa Kaiser. We're glad to be with you this morning as you make that morning drive to work. And stay tuned this hour for all the latest in news, sports, and weather. That forecast from KETK meteorologist Braden Seo is coming up next. We're glad you're tuned in with us. KTBB News Time, 7:06.
Hi, Bill Coates. Summer's here, but how are you going to keep up if low testosterone levels are draining your energy? Testosterone replacement therapy, or TRT, with Low T Center. Online TRT services might seem convenient, but often you end up spending hundreds of dollars on unreliable test kits, then waiting days for lab results before you even know if you qualify. They say you meet with a doctor, but sometimes you don't even see a person on the screen. Do you feel comfortable trusting your health to a chat? Low T Center has been changing patients' lives for over 15 years. Treatments start with an in-person consultation. There's never been a better time to start TRT than right now with a free consultation and a free T-test. With a convenient location on Old Jacksonville Highway in Tyler, you can be seen by one of Low T's health professionals and get started right away. Low T Center gives you the power to take control of your health in the center or professionally monitored custom dosing for home treatments. And for those of you guys looking to lose a few pounds, Low T Center has got that covered too with prescription weight loss. Free B12 shot on the same day. Most major insurance accepted. Offer is limited, so go right now to fixmylowt.com. Solar.com to book an appointment.
Solar power can be an excellent way to save on power at your home or business.
Anytime the sun is shining, you are using your energy first before you buy any.
That's Rudy Wright. He's the Wright of Right Way Solar of East Texas.
And if you need just a little bit more, you're only buying that little bit more. And when you have a little extra, you're selling that little extra.
If you're thinking about solar power, don't buy from a company that's selling door to door. Go with experience and local ownership.
All of our designs are done based on, you know, expertise and attention to detail, and the fact that there's a million ways to make mistakes in a solar investment, and you certainly want to get with somebody that's already made most of them and knows how to keep you out of those.
Harness the power of the sun. Reduce your energy bills. Have peace of mind. Right Way Solar is independent and locally owned. See more and learn more at right-way-solar.com. W-R-I-G-H-T-way-solar.com.
Tree roots messing with your pipes? Get a free camera inspection with an Evans Air $49 drain cleaning. Call 903-204-7950. That's 903-204-7950. Cooling, heating, plumbing, and electrical. EvansAir.net. KTVB News Time 7:08 on this Tuesday morning. Let's get the latest now on our weather forecast. Here's KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
As we go through our Tuesday, some severe weather will be possible, and regardless of any severe storms, we'll still have lots of very heavy rainfall out there, as a 100% chance of rain is expected through the day today. We will look for potential for up to 3 inches of rainfall, with even isolated higher totals in some spots, so that could certainly result in some flash flooding as we go through the afternoon and overnight hours. Our high temperatures through the day today will climb into the mid-70s for those highs, and then for those lows tonight, we'll be dropping those temperatures into the low to mid-60s. And then on Wednesday, we'll look for highs near 80 with a lingering 20 to 30% coverage of showers and storms. That continues on Thursday and Friday as well, with just those hit or miss storms. Then lots of sunshine and warm temperatures return to the forecast for our Mother's Day weekend. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Thanks very much, Braden. Folks, it is 63 degrees right now over the Rose Garden Center, 64 degrees over Maud Cobb Activity Center, and 63 at KTBB. We'll bring you the headlines with Melissa Kaiser next. KTBB News Time 710.
Yes, we've already had severe spring weather, and yes, the power went out here at KTBB, but if you were listening, you didn't notice. Hi, this is Paul Gleiser. When the power failed here at KTBB, we rocked right along because we have a Generac automatic standby generator from Generator Supercenter in Tyler. The same can be true at your home. The power is going to go out, you just don't know when or for how long. But it doesn't really matter, because when the power does fail, your Generac automatic standby generator will come right on. No sweltering in the dark for you, your AC will keep running, your lights will stay on, your life will go on. Generator Supercenter in Tyler can install a Generac automatic standby generator at your home at a price that you can afford, and they'll help you line up easy financing. That's why Generator Supercenter is the number one Generac generator dealer in the nation. Generator Supercenter is on the Southwest Loop in Tyler. They're online at GeneratorSupercenter.com. The nation's number one Generac generator dealer, Generator Supercenter.
One reason that guys don't go to the doctor is because it can be a total hassle.
You know something's really wrong with modern day medicine when it takes you longer to make an appointment than the amount of time you get to spend with your provider.
Certified family nurse practitioner Brandy Love at the Men's Clinic in Tyler.
We offer many avenues to you as our member of how to get a hold of us. So it's very important to us that our patients aren't turned away. So we do have a same day guarantee where you will be seen if you're sick and you need to be seen that day. We're very available.
There's more to medicine than a 15-minute office visit that ends in a pill prescription.
Our goal is to really empower you to make the changes that are meaningful to your life.
One low monthly fee. Concierge level service. Healthcare tailored for a guy like you. At the Men's Clinic, you're not a patient. You're a member, and you're treated like one. Learn more at mensclinictx.com. The Men's Clinic. Men's health redefined.
It's Melissa Kaiser here, and I want to share some local healthcare news. Look for Total Point Urgent Care for family primary care and those minor emergencies. Total Point clinics are convenient, affordable, and there's no long waiting without an appointment. They offer telemedicine and even behavioral care in Jacksonville. Total Point also offers membership discounts without insurance. And now through May 31st, listeners can get 50% off a membership with the code KTBB50 at TotalPointCare.com. That's TotalPointCare.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:12, 64 degrees in Longview, 63 degrees in Tyler. Good Tuesday morning to you, East Texas. We're glad you're tuned in with us. Melissa, what's in the headlines?
World shares are mostly lower after Wall Street broke its 9-day winning streak. U.S. futures slipped and crude prices gained more than a dollar, bouncing back from a 4-year low. Progress on a budget bill is slowing down in the House of Representatives as President Trump's Treasury Secretary is set to face lawmakers on Capitol Hill. The Trump administration is putting more pressure on Harvard University to comply with White House demands. A coalition of state attorneys general filed a lawsuit against President Trump's attempt to stop the development of wind energy. A Boston councilwoman pleads guilty to federal corruption charges in a kickback scheme. And a bill now in the California legislature seeks to ban one of the most popular models of handguns in the U.S. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Sports next, KTBB News Time, 7:13.
The National Alliance on Mental Illness reminds you that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Specifically, May 4th through 11th is Tardive Dyskinesia Awareness Week. So what is it? Tardive dyskinesia is an involuntary movement disorder characterized by uncontrollable movements of the face, torso, limbs, toes, or fingers. Those living with tardive dyskinesia, or TD, may often feel judged and ashamed, creating a sense of worry, isolation, and stigma. Symptoms can sometimes be caused by certain medications, but there is help available. Talk to your healthcare provider about routine screenings for movement disorders like tardive dyskinesia.
This is Kathy Reif with the Tyler affiliate of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We'd love to be a help to you. Visit us online at namitylor.org. That's namitylor.org. Or call us at 903-308-0200. That's 903-308-0200.
Sure, you can get something framed at the chain store, but what's missing?
I think the biggest factor there is expertise.
Certified picture framer Trisha Pottinger owns Trisha's Rose City Framing.
The second biggest factor would be care for your item. We treat it as if it was ours.
If it's a memory or a moment that matters, you should frame it so it will last a lifetime.
I am a certified picture framer, which means the industry of picture framing has said I know what I'm doing. Every single piece that comes in has a story to it, and you want to share that story in a way that the integrity of the piece is maintained.
Photographs, paintings, diplomas, sports jerseys, military decorations. With professional custom framing, they all tell a story. Trisha's Rose City Framing has the expertise and the certification of the Professional Picture Framers Association. Trisha's Rose City Framing is in Tyler on Shelley Drive. Learn more online at rosecityframing.com.
Legendary Tex-Mex food at Posados and Mercados, plus daily specials like Taco Tuesdays, a 3-taco plate for $9.49, and Chilican Queso for $3.59. Mercados in Tyler, Posados in Tyler, Longview, and Lindale. Order online at posados.com and mercadoscafe.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:15, 63 degrees. Time now for a look at sports, sponsored by Montrose Concrete. President Trump spoke to reporters in the Oval Office, making a big announcement involving the NFL.
The 2027 NFL Draft, that's a big thing, will be held right here in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., on the National Mall.
That announcement came just a couple of weeks after this year's NFL draft in Green Bay. The 2026 draft, by the way, will be held in Pittsburgh. Here's one of the, or rather, he is one of the NFL's all-time great kickers, and he is looking for a new team.
Justin Tucker has been released by the Baltimore Ravens after 13 years with the organization. In a statement, Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta said in part, quote, "Sometimes football decisions are incredibly difficult, and this is one of those instances." The Ravens drafted kicker Tyler Loop in the sixth round of last month's draft, with Tucker under investigation by the league for sexual misconduct. 16 massage therapists have accused Tucker of inappropriate sexual behavior, though Tucker has denied the allegations. Tucker, who has the highest career field goal percentage in NFL history, is coming off the worst season of his career, making just 73.3% of his field goal attempts.
The NBA has honored one of its coaches.
Kenny Atkinson has had quite the impact on the Cavaliers. In his first season as head coach in Cleveland, Atkinson led the Cavaliers to an Eastern Conference best 64 wins, 16 more than last year, and a number one seed in the playoffs. And he's been rewarded. The NBA named Atkinson the Coach of the Year on Monday, becoming the third Cavaliers coach to win the award, joining Bill Fitch and Mike Brown. The Cavaliers lost the opening game of their second round series on Sunday, falling to the Pacers at home.
That is Joe Morgan with those stories. The Knicks rallied from 20 points down against the Celtics last night. They took it to overtime, where they held a narrow lead in the final seconds.
White has the ball, holds it high, throws it to Brown, left wing, stripped by Bridges, hangs onto it, took it away, throws it down court, and the New York Knicks stun the Celtics. 108-105 the final. The Knicks saved their biggest comeback of the season for the biggest win of the year.
In other NBA playoff action, Nikola Jokic scored 42. Aaron Gordon hit a go-ahead three with 2.8 seconds left. The Nuggets beat the Thunder 121-119. The Astros were in Milwaukee, where Christian Yelich helped seal the win for the Brewers, slugging a two-run homer in the third inning. The Houston Bats piled up 9 hits, but just one got across the plate. They dropped the opener 5-1. Tonight, the Rangers visit the Red Sox. Texas last in the AL in runs scored, and they've hired Brett Boone as the new hitting coach. Your Money Now coming up next. KTBB News Time 718.
The word concrete has come to stand for a lot more than just the product used to build roads, bridges, walls, and buildings. If something's set in concrete, you think solid, safe, and stable. Hi, Bill Coates. At Montrose Concrete, this material becomes an art. They solved a drainage issue at my home. At your home, Montrose Concrete can shape, design, and color this versatile product to fit your lifestyle of driveways, patios, decorative walls, floors, pool decks, and much more. Your imagination is really the only limit. Montrose Concrete is over 40 years experience. They are a licensed and bonded master craftsman, creating functional and aesthetic solutions for and including projects like residential, commercial concrete, light industrial, concrete restoration and repair. Concrete lasts longer and looks spectacular. See their gallery on Facebook at Montrose Concrete Inc. or montroseconcrete.com. M-O-N-T-R-O-S-E concrete.com. Montrose Concrete.
There are a lot of reasons to own a golf car. You can get around the neighborhood to see friends. A golf car makes a great beach cruiser. It's perfect for light duty on farms and ranches. The same for keeping an eye on things in a large factory or warehouse. And you almost can't run a parade, festival, or outdoor event without a golf car. Oh, and they're great for playing golf. Lots of reasons to own a golf car, but only one best place to get one. Tyler Golf Cars. Tyler Golf Cars is an authorized dealer for Club Car and Evolution Golf Cars. They have a huge inventory in stock, and for expert service and repair, they pick up and deliver. Neighbor, beach bum, farmer, rancher, boss, event planner, or golfer. Tyler Golf Cars has your golf car in stock. Tyler Golf Cars, the best in East Texas for new, used, and rebuilt. Tyler Golf Cars is on West Irwin, 2 blocks west of Glenwood in Tyler. They're online at tylergolfcars.com. tylergolfcars.com.
From the Total Point Healthcare Studio, Your Money Now is next. 63 degrees, KTBB News Time, 720.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Rite Aid is again seeking bankruptcy protection as the struggling drugstore chain says it will try to sell nearly all of its assets. The company said that its stores will remain open as it returns to Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings, and it will work to ensure that customer prescriptions are transferred to other pharmacies as it goes through the sale process. Hinge Health said in its updated IPO prospectus that revenue in the first quarter climbed 50% to $123.8 million. The digital health company is pushing towards a public market debut, but still has not provided a price range for its offering. The company swung to a net profit for the quarter. The disruptions at Newark Liberty International Airport have continued with hundreds of flight delays and cancellations. This news comes after an outage caused air traffic control computer screens to go dark for up to 90 seconds. The outage occurred on April 28th. Futures are moderately lower. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 98. That's Your Money Now.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it
down, get it going slower.
iSurvey slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. iSurvey, or Avastin Captid Pagel, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iSurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iSurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iSurvey today.
iSurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iSurvey.com. That's iSurvey.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
This is Tony Busby with RIDEX Termite and Pest Control. I am excited to announce we need to make a new addition to our family business. Are you a dependable, hardworking individual? Would you enjoy making up to $40 an hour? If so, contact RIDEX Termite and Pest Control to learn how you can begin a new adventure in the pest control industry. Call RIDEX at 903-509-9663. That's RIDEX at 903-509-9663.
Want to save time and get where you're going faster, smoother, and easier? Take Toll 49 from Southern Smith County near White House to Northern Smith County near Lyndale. Want to save time and money? Get a tag at netrma.org to pay your toll. Drive with a tag and you'll pay less each time you use Toll 49, and you'll never make a payment by mail again. So to save time, drive Toll 49. To save time and money, get a tag at netrma.org. netrma.org.
KTBB News Time at 7:23, 63 degrees in Tyler, 64 in Longview.
The Trump administration announced Monday it would give immigrants in the U.S. illegally $1,000 to self-deport and pay for their flight out of the country.
This, of course, is all contingent on if they download the CBP app, self-deport, and then confirm to the government they did, in fact, leave the U.S. for their country of birth. DHS officials estimate self-deportation in that route is 70% cheaper, with the average cost to arrest, detain, and deport someone right around $17,000. Compare that to the self-deport option with a stipend, which is estimated to cost around $4,500. DHS also says it's safer for the migrants and safer for law enforcement. President Trump adding it could also help someone's chances of one day returning.
Jeff Paul reporting critics argue it's better for immigrants who want to stay in the U.S. to make their case in court rather than self-deport. President Trump is banning federal funding for the type of virus research blamed for the COVID pandemic.
An executive order from President Trump significantly limits U.S. funding for gain-of-function research conducted overseas and empowers U.S. agencies to end federal funding for other biological research posing a public health or national security threat.
There's always a danger that in doing this research, it might leak out just by accident even and cause a pandemic.
National Institutes of Health Director Dr. Jay Bhattacharya joined President Trump for the executive order signing. The president also signed an order intended to streamline U.S. pharmaceutical production. He says tariffs on drugs made overseas will be announced in the next few weeks.
Jared Halpern reporting Governor Abbott has declared a disaster after the failure of the water system in the city of Marlin.
As part of the declaration, the Texas Division of Emergency Management delivered 20 pallets of bottled drinking water as well as a contract for potable water tankers to supply drinking water to the residents of Marlin, southeast of Waco. They also mobilized a Texas A&M Public Works response team. The Marlin City Council voted to spend $200,000 to get two portable water treatment units. The city's five water towers will need to be refilled.
Eric Bushman reporting, and one of the most important documents in Texas history will likely soon be on display.
The victory or death letter penned by Lieutenant Colonel William Travis is currently locked up at the Texas State Library in Austin. It only comes out for special occasions. State Senator Mace Middleton wants it on permanent display at the Alamo.
So making sure these treasures are not just protected in storage, but shared, displayed, and celebrated where Texans can see them.
The Alamo getting an extreme makeover, the bill says. Until that's finished, the letter should be on public display at the state capitol next to both the Texas Declaration of Independence and the state constitution.
Michael Board with that report from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time 726.
Texas Document Solutions.
It's your business, and you're in charge.
Getting the right document imaging technology to the right people in the right department is critical, and nobody does it better than Texas Document Solutions. Then there's service. It's even more critical. And again, it's your business. You're in charge. When you have a document imaging technology issue, you need it resolved quickly. And quick is exactly what happens when you call Texas Document Solutions. Their technicians are local, they're prompt, and they have the expertise to keep your document imaging technology moving forward. So just know, when you're in charge and choose Sharp copier printers from Texas Document Solutions, you've chosen a local company that cares about you, your business, and your team. Sharp and Texas Document Solutions. Less stress, more peace of mind. Call 903-509-9900.
Texas Document Solutions.
903-509-9900.
The cornea is your eye's window to the world.
The cornea is the outside covering of your eye, kind of the windshield or window into your eye.
Dr. Austin Lash, physician and cornea expert at Eye Care Associates of East Texas.
So if you have problems that affect that part of your eye, just like a dirty or cloudy windshield, that light can't get inside your eye or a clear picture can't make it into your eye.
For many patients with corneal problems, a cornea transplant can be very successful.
So we can replace all or part of the cornea, just like you would replace a windshield on a car. The majority of the transplants have very high success rates, high 90th percentile of success.
If you've suffered an injury to your cornea or it has become diseased, Dr. Austin Lash at Eye Care Associates of East Texas can help. Eye Care Associates has offices in Tyler, Athens, Lindale, and Winnsboro. They're online at eyecaretyler.com. Eye Care Associates of East Texas, where they're proud to say, we care. You'll see.
You turn on the faucet and water comes out, so everything's okay, right? Well, maybe not.
A lot of people don't realize that water pressure can be a problem.
Laurie Townsend is the president and owner of American Plumbing Company.
Not only having low water pressure, which sometimes is annoying for us, but your water pressure can get too high.
Anytime American Plumbing Company visits your home, they check the integrity and safety of your plumbing system.
A safe level of water pressure is 80 PSI. All of our plumbers will check your water pressure, and if it is too high, we will recommend installing a pressure-reducing valve that will bring that water pressure down to a safe level.
American Plumbing Company is fully insured and is an A-plus accredited business with the Better Business Bureau. Quality work. Honest pricing, well-trained and well-qualified plumbers. American Plumbing Company. Online at apctyler.com. apctyler.com. License number M42236.
KTBB News Time, 729, 63 degrees. Melissa, I can't wait to hear what's on the other side of the news.
Oh, it's bad behavior, Jeff. A federal grand jury has indicted an ex-California Highway Patrol captain for lewd behavior on a Los Angeles-bound JetBlue Airways flight from Florida in April. 49-year-old Dennis Woodbury was charged with a single count of abusive sexual contact within the Special Maritime and Territorial Jurisdiction of the United States. Prosecutors claim Woodbury had been drinking heavily on the plane and even drank a full bottle of sparkling wine within a three-hour period. Woodbury reportedly told one of the flight attendants the two of them should go on a cruise together before making a crude hand gesture. The suspect allegedly slapped another flight attendant's bum before yelling that he loved him. Woodbury later entered the front galley where the first flight attendant was and dropped his drawers, exposing himself. Now, later in the flight, he asked for more wine, was turned down, and dropped his pants again. Woodbury appeared in federal court last month and was freed on $50,000 bond. He's scheduled to be arraigned on May 12th in Los Angeles.
I think he needs to look for some new solutions to problems.
I think it might have been altitude sickness, Jeff. I don't know. What do you think?
A flight over troubled water.
No doubt indeed. News brought to you by Gray's Home Fashion Gallery. Let your personal elegance speak through the rooms of your home. Visit graystyler.com. Let them showcase your style. 63 degrees at 7:30.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster.
There'll be zigs and zags, ups and downs.
Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney meets with President Trump at the White House today about trade and tariffs.
One point of contention today, U.S. automakers moving operations north. The new Prime Minister Mark Carney's only been around for 6 weeks, so we will see what he has come up with in the last month and a half as a comeback when President Trump inevitably says today that he thinks he should be the governor of the 51st state of Canada.
Fox's Peter Ducey. About 30 pro-Palestinian protesters occupying a University of Washington building are under arrest.
Demonstrators taking over the interdisciplinary engineering building, blocking off the entrance with furniture, and later setting fire to a dumpster outside while chanting at responding police and firefighters.
Fox's Brooks Singman. Protesters want the school to sever ties with Boeing over defense contracts with Israel. America's listening to Fox News.
KTVB News Time, 7:31, temperature 63 degrees.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, homeowners, criminals are targeting your equity, so you need to check your home's title right now. Just use promo code BILL at HomeTitleLock.com to get a free title history report, plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 title monitoring, urgent alerts, and if fraud should happen, they will spend up to $1 million to fix it. So please go to HomeTitleLock.com. Use promo code BILL today. On this Tuesday, there is something rotten in Mexico City. According to reports in the Wall Street Journal, Presidente Claudia Sheinbaum is refusing to cooperate with the Trump administration in joint military action against the drug cartels. As you may know, President Trump signed an executive order designating the cartels as terrorist organizations. That means the USA can hunt down and kill or incarcerate these savages anywhere in the world. The cartels are responsible for hundreds of thousands of drug overdose deaths in America, so the EO is absolutely essential to protecting our country. But somehow, Ms. Sheinbaum doesn't see it that way. The mystery is, why not? She should want the cartels destroyed, and obviously Mexico can't do it. According to a variety of human rights groups, the vicious drug gangs are responsible for more than 500,000 murders in Mexico since 2006. A half million dead. And Sheinbaum is resisting American help? It is a fact that many Mexican government and military officials have been bribed by the cartels. Everybody knows that. Therefore, it is imperative that President Sheinbaum explain her idiotic position. Listen, lady, you have a chance to restore dignity and a measure of safety to your country. Are you opposed to that? How about wising up? Back after this. Take your health into your own hands with All Family Pharmacy. They have more than 200 medications, including ivermectin. Forget waiting rooms, pharmacy lines. Just order online and get delivery straight to your door. More than 100,000 Americans trust All Family Pharmacy, and you should too. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/bill. Use promo code BILL10 for 10% off. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
At Austin Bank, when we say we're with you, we're with you for all of it. We're with you at the starting line and at the end of an era. For the moments that matter, big and small, we're with you as you dream what's next and as you make those dreams a reality. We pick you up when you fall, congratulate you when you succeed, and stand by your side for the rest. Austin Bank, with you for good. Member FDIC.
Does your office roof leak? Does the warehouse leak? Tell the boss that Cables does commercial for repairs or replacements. Call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTVB News Time, 7:35, 63 degrees in Tyler, 64 degrees right now in Longview. Time for the news with Melissa Kaiser.
No traffic delays reported this morning along I-20 in East Texas. The Northeast Texas Regional Mobility Authority will host a public meeting to discuss the proposed extension of Toll 49 from Highway 110 to Highway 271.
Now, the virtual and in-person public meeting will be this evening from 5 to 7 o'clock at the Tyler Rose Garden Center. Then on Thursday evening, they'll host another meeting at the Longview Exhibit Center from 5 to 7 o'clock in the evening. Now, the current proposal shows the plans from segment 6 of Toll 49 and consists of an interim two-lane highway with intermediate passing lanes and a grassy median in between. Attendees will have the opportunity to learn about the plan and provide input on the project.
Our news partner KETK's Nolan Hoffman. Rescue crews are searching for a missing girl lost in Texas floodwaters.
The 10-year-old was swept away by rapidly rising floodwaters in Brenham, Texas. Teams of people have been scouring the area using drones with thermal imaging and dogs to try and find the girl, but another round of heavy thunderstorms forced the overnight effort to scale back. This says more rain is forecast. Yet another round of severe storms is expected to bring as much as 6 inches of rain.
And that's Gary Baumgarten reporting. We're set to get another measles update today by the Texas Department of Health and Human Services.
The last report showed no new cases in Gaines County, which has been the epicenter, but experts warn we could see a rise in cases as schools let out for summer. Terry Burke, who heads the Texas-based Immunization Partnership, is concerned about infected kids going to summer camp.
Camps are conjugal living. You know, and you got to hope that the camps are going to say, we're not taking you if you're not vaccinated.
She says the summer is also a time when people travel, and measles, she says, can easily be spread through an airport. There's now more than 900 cases in the U.S., according to the CDC. Texas, one of 6 states tracking an outbreak.
Michael Board, with that report, the Trump administration is set to begin collecting on student loans that were paused 5 years ago.
Janice Spooner is market president for Great Plains Bank in Southlake. She says if you did have a pause on your student loan, you could be in danger of that now being sent into collections, and that could devastate your credit score.
They need to go to their studentaid.gov, log in with their FSA ID, and see right then and there, is it default? Is it deferred? Is it in repayment? I think that's the first most important question is, well, does this apply to me?
Spooner says the Treasury Department can garnish your wages. They can take your income tax return, and they could even dip into your Social Security if you don't take action soon.
Russell Scott with that report. And should the Texas oil and gas industry be taxed for the release of carbon into the atmosphere? It's under debate at the state capitol.
House Joint Resolution 138 would leave it up to the voters to decide if carbon taxes should be prohibited in Texas. It was authored by GOP State Rep Daniel Alders.
The oil and gas industry contributes $160 billion annually to the Texas economy. It's already contributing.
Whether releasing carbon dioxide leads to climate change at the center of the House floor debate, Democratic State Rep Jessica Gonzalez.
Do carbon emissions lead to extreme weather events?
I would argue that they do not. That is also not the point of this bill.
The resolution passed a preliminary vote in the Texas House 92-49.
Chris Fox reporting from the Original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Folks, thank you for joining us here at your only local news radio, KTBB, on this Tuesday morning. Stay tuned for a complete update on the weather. That is coming your way next from meteorologist Braden Seo. KTBB News Time, 7:39.
Again with Facebook?
No, sweetie. I'm looking at our swimming pool.
We have a swimming pool?
We're about to. Look here, precisionpoolstx.com. Just look at what we can make of our backyard. A pool to cool us off in the summer, an outdoor living area, an outdoor kitchen, a place to entertain friends and neighbors, and a place for just you and me.
Well, I like that part, so I'll just go start scratching lottery tickets.
Don't be silly. We can afford it. Precision Pools has easy fixed-rate financing, and with our good credit, we can be approved in just a day or two.
Precision Pools.
Wow, more than 25 years in business. The largest swimming pool builder between Dallas and Shreveport, with more than 1,000 pools under their belt. Rated A+ by the BBB.
So do I get a vote in this?
Of course. You can vote yes.
Long live democracy.
Precision Pools can transform your backyard into your favorite place on earth. See their gallery at precisionpoolstx.com. precisionpoolstx.com. The most experienced pool builder in East Texas. precisionpoolstx.com.
Barn Good. I said Barn Good deals this month during the 25th anniversary event at Office Barn in Tyler. That big office furniture showroom, almost as big as a football field.
Office Barn in Tyler.
Spiff up your office with 25% off all Ashley furniture, including desks, bookcases, sofas, lobby furniture, even outdoor furniture. Buy in store or online.
We ship anywhere with next day delivery in East Texas.
Office Barn Chair of the Month, a commercial grade office chair, leather-like look, price $112 assembled.
We buy new and gently used office furniture in large quantities with discounts to nonprofits, schools, governments, veterans, and first responders.
All our inventory is pre-tariff. 500 desks, 5,000 chairs, 50 American-made Rhino gun safes, gun safe rebates for veterans from manufacturer between Tyler and Lindale on Highway 69, across from the big, big American flag. Office Barn.
Let's talk a little bit about home cooking. The good thing about home cooking is it's typically delicious. The bad thing is you got to get out grandma's recipe book. Next thing you know, you're looking for coriander. That's why I go to Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern. At Daniel Boone's, we'll feed you and feed you good.
Your KTVB News Time 7:41. Let's get the latest now on our weather from meteorologist Braden Seo.
A good Tuesday morning to you, East Texas. We're starting off our day on an okay note. We do have lots of cloud cover out there, but we are going to see things really ramp up in terms of showers and storms as we go through the day today. Widespread heavy rainfall is likely, and some of those storms could be strong to severe. We could be talking about even isolated instances of tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds as we go into the afternoon. So we'll be watching that very carefully through the day today. Regardless, we could end up with over 3 inches of rain in spots before the rain comes to an end later on tonight. We'll look for high temperatures in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Overnight tonight, we'll look for lows in the mid 60s. And then by Wednesday, lingering showers and storms are possible as our high temperatures climb to near 80. More lingering showers and storms on Thursday and Friday. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Thanks, Braden. 64 degrees over Teague Park, 63 degrees over Rose Rudman Park, and 63 at KTBB. Texas Tuesday trivia coming up next. Let's hit the road today. KTBB News Time 7:43.
Living in rural East Texas is great, but weather is unpredictable. It can be particularly scary if you live outside of town. But gas and supply can take some of that worry away with propane. Propane will be there when you need it. It's safe, efficient, clean, and in most cases, less expensive. Most of all, you can count on it in bad weather. Gas and supply is all over East Texas in Tyler, Longview, Mineola, Jacksonville, Henderson, Campbell, and Canton. Gas and supply is also the welding headquarters in East Texas. It's the best stop for all equipment and supplies. How does Gas and Supply save you money on propane? They refill by the gallon and not the cylinder. You buy what you need without having to buy the whole cylinder. Think propane and remember American and locally owned Gas and Supply to keep your rural home or business running even when our weather turns nasty. Gas and Supply for propane, welding supplies, and now hand tools, hardware, and more. Close to you in 7 East Texas cities and online at GasAndSupply.com. That's GasAndSupply.com.
Since 2006, Expo Home Improvement is specialized in window replacement and bathroom remodels. If you want to revitalize your home, see why thousands have chosen Expo Home for their remodels. This is the last month to save 20% off any project. Learn more at ExpoHomeImprovement.com. Texas storms don't play nice. Get $500 off a Generac generator today. Call 903-204-7950. That's 903-204-7950. Evans Air and Electric. Find them online at EvansAir.net.
For primary care or urgent care, remember Total Point Healthcare in the Tyler Longview area. No appointment needed or waiting. Total Point accepts most insurance, but also offers a membership self-pay program. 50% off through May 31st. Code KTBB50, TotalPointCare.com.
KTBB News Time 7:44, 63 degrees. Folks, it's time for Texas Tuesday trivia. You can win a free gift card from Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse in Lindale and Tyler. One winner per household every 60 days. We're looking for the first caller with the right answer. 903-593-5822, 903-593-5822. That's the number. Here's the question. U.S. Highways 69 and 80 intersect at which East Texas town? U.S. Highways 69 and 80 intersect at which East Texas town? We are ready for your call. Good luck. And taking a look now at sports, the Knicks rallied against the Celtics.
Takes him to the foul line. Now in the lane. Almost lost his balance. Kept his dribble. Brunson near corner. Wide open three for the tie. He got it! Brunson knocks things up at 89 with 5:49 to go.
It turns out attempting 63-pointers in a playoff game has some downside. The defending champion Celtics missed an NBA playoff record 45 threes and coughed up a 20-point third-quarter lead in a 108-105 overtime loss to the Knicks Monday night in Game 1 of the second-round series. New York, which lost all four games against Boston during the regular season,
got 29 points each from Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby. Mikal Bridges stole the ball from Jaylen Brown with a second left in overtime to seal the victory for the Knicks. Celtic star Kristaps Porzingis played just 13 minutes due to an illness and didn't return after halftime.
That is Joe Morgan. Meanwhile, the Nuggets got 42 points from Nikola Jokic.
Jokic guarded by Hartenstein. 10 on the shot clock. Joker for three. Yes! Denver's made it a one-point game, 115-114.
I'll tell you what, though, big moment, though, came from Aaron Gordon in the final seconds. He hit a three-pointer, and that made it 121-119. Tonight, the Pacers visit the Cavs while the Wolves host the Warriors. On the diamond, the Astros visited the Brewers, the home team jumping out early.
Yelich bangs one into right center. It is high and deep and gone. Number six for Yelich.
Well, he got a curveball, and it didn't come back.
Ronel Blanco went six innings, fanning six, allowing three runs, but Houston's run support was limited. They dropped the opener 5-1. The Rangers in Boston tonight for three against the Red Sox. Texas last in the AL in runs scored, so a day after firing offensive coordinator Donnie Ecker, they hired Brett Boone as hitting coach. The 56-year-old Boone, a former three-time All-Star, third-generation major leaguer, and the brother of Yankees manager Aaron Boone. He once played for manager Bruce Bochy on the Padres. The Rangers also placing outfielder Leody Taveras on waivers. Your Money Now coming up next. KTBB News Time 747.
I'm with Annetta Carter of Magnolia Financial Strategies and host of The Retirement Message here on KTBB every Saturday at 2 and Sundays at noon. Annetta, so many people have done the hard part of saving and growing their wealth over the course of their career, but they still wonder, can I retire? How do you help them answer that question?
Well, you know, Jerry, we use goal-based planning in our firm, and that includes all of the basic expenses of life, like housing, food, and healthcare. But we also take the time to find out what is important to our clients, and we want to build a plan that includes bucket list items as well, you know, and even unexpected expenses. We also account for taxes and inflation, so our clients are prepared for uncertain times like rising taxes later on. Mm-hmm. And not only is building that plan important, but making sure that it stands up with all of the possible things that could stress a retirement. And we have the software to actually stress test your portfolio against a downturn in the market, as well as a long-term care need, someone dying early, and many other things. And if you're wondering how much longer that you need to work or maybe considering retirement right now, we want to urge you to come in for a consultation, and we can help you find the answers you need to feel confident about that really big decision that you have to make.
Call now to schedule a complimentary retirement review with Annetta Carter. She can show you how to protect your hard-earned savings and build an income plan for retirement. Call 903-287-7017. That's 903-287-7017, or visit her website at magnoliafinancialstrategies.com and listen to The Retirement Message every Saturday at 2 and Sundays at noon here on KTBB.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Annetta Carter, Texas license number 1025102.
Stephen Melton of Longview, our trivia winner this morning, taking home a free gift card from Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse in Lindale and Tyler. All right, so U.S. Highways 69 and 80 intersect at which East Texas town? It is Mineola in Wood County, population just under 5,000. Mineola was founded as the railroads grew in the 1870s. An old story says that a railroad official named the city after his daughter Ola and her friend Minnie. Now, over the years, Mineola's economy has been powered by lots of things: timber, agriculture, including famously watermelons, a basket factory, railroad service, and a whole lot more. Some notable Mineolans include country music star Casey Musgraves, along with politician Willie Brown, former mayor of San Francisco, who once dated Kamala Harris. Coming up next is Your Money Now, 63 degrees in Tyler, 64 in Longview. KTBB News Time, 7:50.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Credit Suisse will pay about $511 million after pleading guilty in a criminal case for having conspired with American taxpayers to hide more than $4 billion in at least 475 offshore accounts. The Department of Justice said the conspiracy allowed high-net-worth individual clients of the Swiss corporation to evade their U.S. tax obligations from 2010 through 2021. Palantir beat estimates for first quarter revenue and boosted its full year guidance as companies adopted its AI software. Palantir shares have defied 2025's broad downtrend in technology stocks, with shares up more than 60% year to date. An encrypted messaging app that President Trump's then National Security Advisor Mike Waltz used during a cabinet meeting has temporarily suspended service after it was reportedly hacked. The hacker of Telemessage has reportedly not obtained the messages of Waltz or the people he spoke to. Futures are moderately lower. That's your money now.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with iZurvey, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. iZurvey, or Avastin Captid Pagel, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
This is Tony Busby with RIDEX. Let's talk pest control companies. There are many choices in the Tyler and East Texas area to choose from for your termite and pest control needs. Why choose RIDEX? To begin with, we are a family business with four generations of experience that spans 81 years. When you call our office, you will speak with Kim, an owner with over 25 years experience, or Tony, an owner with over 32 years experience. We use only the best products and processes to solve your problems, and there are no problems we have not solved. We offer one-time service, we give discounts for regular service, and there are no contracts to sign. Call RIDEX Termite and Pest Control today and let us solve your problems. Call us today at 903-509-9663. That's 903-509-9663. Or visit us online at TylerRIDEX.com. That's TylerRIDEX.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:53, 64 degrees in Longview, 63 degrees right now in Tyler. Good morning to you, East Texas, on this Tuesday. Joining us live right now from Rome at the Papal Conclave is KTBB's own Paul Gleiser. Morning, Chief.
Well, good afternoon here, Jeff. It's coming up on 3 o'clock. We're 7 hours ahead, and I've been working, since 6 o'clock local time. Jeff, we're one day away from the beginning of the conclave, and I had an interview yesterday with Professor and Father Jordi Pujol of the Pontifical University of the Holy Cross, and something happening at this conclave that did not happen in 2013 when I was last here. We're talking openly now about the clergy abuse scandal that has plagued the church. I asked Father Pujol about that topic, and here's what he said.
The new Pope needs to address this. He needs to have this sensitivity from the very beginning, because we live in a very abusive society, and we know that it's not only the church, but obviously the church needs to, the high standard of authority that we need to, be accountable to.
So at least they're talking about it. It's been two popes since it was... The scandal was uncovered and came to light during the papacy of the end of the papacy of Pope John Paul II.
Mm-hmm. So with that going on, and of course a lot of other issues, do they pick a more liberal pope like Francis, a more conservative one, that kind of thing? What all do you think, with all that as the backdrop, what's going to start happening tomorrow?
Okay, well, tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock local time, 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning Texas time, the Pro Elegendo Romano Pontifice Mass will begin. They march in to the sound of the Litany of the Saints. They will take their oaths and then have lunch. And then at 4:30, they'll gather in the Pauline Chapel in the Apostolic Palace. They'll sing Veni, Creator Spiritus, Come, Creator Spirit. They'll swear an oath, then process into the Sistine Chapel, where they will be locked in, con chiavi, which means with a key, conclave. a single vote is possible tomorrow. It happened at the previous two conclaves. And then two votes in the morning, two votes in the afternoon, every day after that until we have a pope. They go 3 days without a pope and without a successful election. They'll take a break. They'll pray about it for a day, and then they'll start the process all over. And we'll be here until white smoke goes up the chimney. Our coverage, by the way, you can follow more of what we're doing at ktbb.com/conclave. We have multimedia there. We have extended interviews. Our coverage is sponsored by Christus Health, your life, Christus's purpose. Reporting from Vatican City in Rome, I'm Paul Gleiser.
Thanks, Paul. And folks, one more quick reminder, Paul's coverage of the Papal Conclave again here on the radio and at ktbb.com/conclave. Some really, really good stuff on there, as he mentioned. One of my favorites so far, check out the interesting facts about popes through the years. You can find out everything from who was the oldest, who was the youngest, even who makes the papal garments. Those are some interesting things, lots of fun stuff on there. Check that out. Again, ktbb.com/conclave. KTBB News Time, 7:57.
So, you're turning 65 and need to enroll in Medicare. You go online, you fill out some forms. How hard could it be? Well, the truth is, harder than you think. There are questions to be answered and deadlines to be met. Answer incorrectly or miss a deadline, and the consequences can be costly. Emerson Insurance can help. Emerson Insurance will sit down and get to know you. Then, based on your needs, your health, and your lifestyle, they'll help you through every step of Medicare enrollment. Emerson Insurance understands the ins and outs of Medicare, and there are a lot of them. They can help you answer the key questions. They'll make sure you meet the important deadlines. And when the process is complete, you'll have peace of mind. Oh, and the consultation is no cost, no obligation. You share no personal information until you decide you're ready. So call Emerson Insurance at 592-8100, 592-8100, or visit online at emersoninsurance.com. EmersonInsurance.com.
Emerson Insurance does not offer every plan available in your area. Any information that they provide is limited to the plans that they do offer in your area. Contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. Visit EmersonInsurance.com.
So hot, you can fry an egg on the sidewalk.
That heat's not staying outside either. Lots of people are going to struggle staying cool, especially when it gets super hot.
There's a simple fix, Brandy.
A Bannister AC tune-up
turns your home into a cool oasis. Your AC will blow cooler and spend a lot less energy, too.
So what's the cost for this cool and comfy retreat?
Just $69.
No better way to beat the heat.
Comes with our breakdown-free guarantee.
BannisterPlumbing.com.
Get all the weather information you need from right now to later in the week at KTBB.com. Keep up with the changes and be ready for whatever you're planning. The latest weather information, anytime, on any screen. East Texas weather can change in a matter of minutes. Know what's going on so you can be ready. Accurate weather information for anywhere in the world from anywhere you are, anytime. Click weather at KTBB.com. Powered by Southside Bank. Discover banking with a hometown touch.
KTBB News Time, 7:59 on this Tuesday morning. Good morning to you, East Texas. Hope yours is going great. Well, listen, what's coming up in news?
Well, as you just heard, KTBB's Paul Gleiser is covering the papal conclave in Rome. And officials search for a murder suspect who reportedly cut off his ankle monitor. Braden, how about weather?
Showers and storms are likely today, with some heavy rainfall and severe weather possible. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Thanks, Braden. 63 degrees right now in Tyler, 64 degrees in Longview. Folks, Braden's complete forecast is on the way to you just after the top of the hour. Stay tuned for some great talk shows. Sean Hannity at 2 o'clock. Today, Jimmy Fallon's Fox Across America at 11. On the Glenn Beck Show, a cold-blooded killer gets a musical. That's right after the local news. Fox News next.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB-FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 8 o'clock.